This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a big travel day for many Americans as they try to get somewhere for New Year's Eve. FlightAware doesn't show any massive flight cancellations, and that will be good news for Southwest Airlines passengers who've been struggling with the airline's thousands of cancellations over the past few days that started with a winter storm. Southwest Airlines expects to return to normal operations today. The government won't run out of money. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
President Biden signed a $1.7 trillion bill to keep the federal government funded through September 2023. It boosts domestic and defense spending and includes about $45 billion in new aid for Ukraine and NATO allies.
6 years of former President Trump's tax returns will be released today, pulling back the curtain on financial records that he fought for years to keep secret. The House Ways and Means Committee voted last week to release the returns. He's being called perhaps the most well-known person on earth. Soccer great Pelé died Thursday after a battle with cancer. He was 82.
He had undergone treatment for colon cancer since last year. His fast, fluid style revolutionized soccer and led Brazil to 3 World Cups. He was in the hearts and minds of Brazilian soccer fans like Flavio Augusto during the World Cup in Qatar.
Pelé represents what we are, what we came from. Pelé is our roots. It's what we are today. It's thanks to him.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. military now revealing that a Chinese fighter jet flew dangerously close to an Air Force plane over the South China Sea, forcing the American pilot to maneuver to avoid a collision. It happened on December 21st. The Chinese military jet flew within 20 feet of the U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane. This is AP News. Now to Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas.
10 months into the war, and there is overwhelming evidence to show that Russia has disregarded international laws on the treatment of civilians and conduct on the battlefield. Ukraine is investigating over 58,000 potential Russian war crimes, ranging from killings to sexual assaults. Karim Khan, the chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in The Hague, told the AP that Ukraine is a crime scene. While there is a staggering amount of evidence, most of those responsible are unlikely to be arrested anytime soon. Ukrainian authorities face serious challenges in gathering airtight evidence in a war zone, and the vast majority of alleged war criminals have evaded capture and are safely behind Russian lines. I'm Karen Chamas.
On New Year's Day, there will be 7.9 billion people on the earth, says the Census Bureau, about 74 million more than last year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.